Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Abhineet Shukla with the World News. The headlines. Officials from Russia, Ukraine and US meet in Abu Dhabi to work out a peace plan. French government survives no confidence vote over budget. FDI inflows to India surged by 73% last year, says a UN report. US braces to face harsh winter storm from today with heavy snows and freezing rains forecast. And in cricket, New Zealand set a target of 209 runs for India in second T20 match in Raipur. Two-day trilateral talks between Russia, Ukraine and the United States are underway in Abu Dhabi, marking the first direct summit between all three countries since Russia's full-scale war with Ukraine nearly 4 years ago. The meetings follow late-night talks in Moscow between Russian President Vladimir Putin and US envoys Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner. Russia's delegation is led by Admiral Igor Kostyukov, head of the GRU Military Intelligence Agency. Ukraine's team includes Defense Minister Rustem Umerov and intelligence officials, while the US is represented by Witkoff and Kushner. Negotiators are reviewing a US-drafted peace plan with security guarantees and economic measures, though the status of occupied territory, particularly the Donbas region, remains the main sticking point.
Meanwhile, American team will go to Moscow. Yes, they waited for our meeting with President Trump, and my team will meet American team. And I think that it will be the first trilateral meeting in Emirates. It will be tomorrow and the day after tomorrow, 2 days meetings. I think this is good that we will find some. Russians have to be ready for compromises because, you know, everybody has to be ready, not only Ukraine. We will see what the result will be.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky reiterated his openness to establishing a free trade zone under Ukraine's control in the country's east. The Ukrainian president said he discussed the proposal with Trump in Davos yesterday. Kremlin Foreign Affairs Advisor Yuri Ushakov, who participated in Putin's meeting with Trump's envoys Witkoff and Jared Kushner, said it was reaffirmed that reaching a long-term settlement can't be expected without solving the territorial issue. US President Donald Trump has said that Iran is under close watch and a massive fleet is heading towards the Gulf region. Trump told media persons on board Air Force One that if Iran is going to hang people, they will be hit harder than ever. The US president said they have a big flotilla going in that direction and they will see what happens.
We have a big force going toward Iran. I'd rather not see anything happen, but we're watching them very closely. I saw 837 hangings on Thursday, and they would have been dead. Every one of them would have been hung. This is like from 1,000 years ago. This is an ancient culture. 837, mostly young men, were going to be hung on Thursday. And I said, if you hang those people, you're going to be hit harder than you've ever been hit. It'll make what we did to your Iran nuclear look like peanuts. And an hour before this horrible thing was going to take place,
the United States has officially left the World Health Organization, that is WHO, citing the organization's inefficient bureaucracy, mishandling of the COVID-19 pandemic, and failures inflicted upon the American people. In a joint statement issued by U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio and Health Secretary Robert Kennedy, it was mentioned that going forward, the U.S. engagement with the WHO will be limited strictly to effectuate its withdrawal. The statement further said, all U.S. funding and staffing of WHO initiatives has ceased. The French government survived two votes of no confidence in Parliament today over its decision to ram through the income part of the 2026 budget without giving the National Assembly the final say. A total of 269 lawmakers voted in favour of the no confidence motion presented by the hard-left France Unbowed together with the Greens and Communists, whereas 288 votes were required to bring down the government. Even fewer backed a second no-confidence motion brought by the far-right. Prime Minister Sébastien Lecornu will now again invoke Article 49.3 of the Constitution to force the expenditure part of the budget through the National Assembly. France has been plunged into political turmoil after President Emmanuel Macron called for snap parliamentary elections in June 2024. Since then, the National Assembly has been divided into three blocks, with no party having an absolute majority. This is Akashvani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. A United Nations report has said that the foreign direct investment, that is FDI, inflows to India in 2025 surged by 73% to $47 billion. The report attributed the surge in the FDI to the policies aimed at integrating the country into global supply chains and large investments in services and manufacturing. The Global Investment Trends Monitor, released by the United Nations Conference on Trade and Development, UNCTAD, stated that the FDI inflows to China declined for the third consecutive year, falling by 8% to an estimated $107.5 billion. The United States, the world's largest FDI recipient, recorded a 2% increase in inflows. The global equipment manufacturers are looking towards India to establish a base due to the country's design capabilities, large talent pool, and the consistent policies of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Union Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said this while interacting with the media during his visit to Advanced Semiconductor Materials Lithography, ASML headquarters in the Netherlands. Mr. Vaishnaw said that his visit is aimed at understanding advanced technologies related to lithography.
India has started a new semiconductor industry, and in the entire semiconductor industry, lithography is the most complex and the most precision work which is required to be done. ASML here in Netherlands is world's leading provider of lithographic tools. Our fab in Dholera will be using the ASML equipment and understand the technology, and this is going to be a major thing for India.
More than 150 million Americans are expected to face an unusually harsh winter storm from today, with heavy snows and freezing rains forecast. The National Weather Service, NWS, said a massive storm is clobbering the U.S. with heavy snow and freezing rain from the Central Plains to the East Coast. The storm is expected to sweep through much of the United States, leaving extremely dangerous conditions in its wake as it tracks eastwards from the High Plains and Rockies. The NWS warned that the Arctic blast will bring sub-zero temperatures and wind chills, which pose a life-threatening risk of hypothermia and frostbite to exposed skin. The storm will bring up to 20 inches of snow in the Appalachians and West Virginia mountains. Officials said most people living in the eastern U.S. could face dangerous slick or frozen roads and potential power outages from ice-laden trees and branches falling and snapping power lines. U.S. transportation officials, including airport authorities in several major cities, have warned of weekend travel disruption, delays and cancellations. A report said that Pakistan is legalizing enforced disappearances in Balochistan to silence rising voices. In an editorial, the Balochistan Post highlighted that the approval of the Balochistan Prevention, Detention and De-radicalization Rules 2025 by the provincial government headed by controversial Chief Minister Sarfaraz Bughti is an attempt to legalize enforced disappearances in Balochistan. In cricket, India defeated New Zealand by 7 wickets in the second match of the 5-match T20 International Series at the Shaheed Veer Narayan Singh International Stadium in Raipur on Tuesday night. Put into bat first, the visitors posted 208 runs for the loss of 6 wickets in their allotted 20 overs. In reply, the host overhauled the target, losing 3 wickets in 15.2 overs. Earlier, India won the toss and elected to bowl first. With this victory, India, led by captain Suryakumar Yadav, now leads the series 2-0, following a commanding 48-run win in the opening match. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Officials from Russia, Ukraine and US meet in Abu Dhabi to work out a peace plan. French government survives no confidence vote over budget. FDI inflows to India surged by 73% last year, says a UN report. US braces to face harsh winter storm from today, with heavy snows and freezing rains forecast. And in cricket, News India defeat New Zealand by 7 wickets in the second T20 international match in Raipur. And with that, we conclude tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.